Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch, inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show every day right here on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. Because as everyone knows, Scott is a legend in his own mind.
The creator of Super 70 Sports on Twitter, it's Ricky Cobb. Ricky, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I am well. I don't know if you heard me preface your appearance, but I think I might be at the end of the road. I'm starting to get really nostalgic lately because, and part of it's your fault, dude, because you keep, you keep bringing things up that remind me of, I don't want to say better times, but they were better times, man. And I actually asked my young producer earlier if he had ever just like purchased a bucket of chicken from KFC, and he kind of shocked me. He said, yeah. But I don't think it was the same that we purchased one, Ricky, and you take it to your grandma's and everybody eats out of the bucket.
It was an event. It was a celebration in a bucket is what it was, Scott, in our day.
Well, that was big time.
I think it's lost that. Yeah.
It was big time, man. You got a bucket of chicken. And now they got this impossible chicken, which just ticks me off. They can't leave well enough alone, man. They just can't leave it alone.
What are we even doing in society in 2022? You know, I think that's maybe one of the big reasons why, you know, this 70s thing that I do has taken off with people. We've kind of lost the plot here, in a way. You know, I mean, we're eating fake chicken. I mean, come on.
We're both lucky to be alive, man. I mean, have you ever been in a car, windows rolled up, and people smoking?
Yeah, that was like pretty much like every other car ride of my childhood. You know, I was inhaling secondhand smoke like I was hanging my head over a chimney. You know, that you just expected it. You had ashtrays in the doors of those cars. You know, I mean, they came standard equipped. You know, the auto manufacturers knew that everybody was going to be smoking, and you know, they were ready for it.
We're joined by Ricky Cobb. Follow his Twitter at Super70Sports. Ricky, tell me, what inspired you to create this Twitter account? And goodness gracious, did you ever expect it to get to this proportion?
Oh, well, I'll answer the second question first, and the answer is no. I never in a million years would have imagined that I'd be here talking to you today with over a half a million followers. That is absolutely preposterous, because when I created this thing, really, I think I was just bored. You know, I was looking for something fun to do as a little hobby. I thought my friends, you know, might like it. You know, some of the guys that I know that have a warped sense of humor, kind of like myself. And very unexpectedly, you know, I think it struck a nerve with our generation and the kids that grew up in that era. And you know, I found out that, you know, it was something that entertained my friends, but I just found out I had a hell of a lot more friends than I realized. And it's been one of the most pleasant developments of my life. I would have to tell you that.
Well, I mean, have you had any interactions from maybe people that we might know? Have you heard from somebody, maybe they liked something or they sent you a message or whatnot, and you went, holy cow, I can't believe that person and I have connected?
Yeah, man, it happens. It happens, you know, pretty frequently. And at first, it was really shocking, you know. But when you find out that, you know, somebody like, you know, Rob Lowe, you know, is a big fan, or you find out that Dale Earnhardt Jr., you know, is a big fan of what you're doing, or Dale Murphy. You know, so many people that I've been a fan of and that I've enjoyed their work, whether it's, you know, athletes from when I was a kid. And, you know, Scott, the athletes that you looked up to when you were 10 or 12 or 13 years old, you know, those guys are kind of always up on a pedestal for you, even when you're a grown man. And so it's been quite a humbling and sort of surreal experience to realize that some of these celebrities and athletes that you know I've enjoyed so much, you know, also respect what I'm doing. You know, it's pretty trippy.
Now you've got a job, right? You're teaching school?
Yeah, I'm a college professor by day. So I kind of have this alter ego thing going. In fact, I had an online class yesterday. We just started our semester this week up here, and at the end of the class, I was taking questions about the syllabus from the students, and I got a couple of questions about, you know, the normal sort of stuff, assignments, and what's, you know, the textbook, and a student says, I have a question, and I'm like, sure, go ahead, and she says, are you the Super 70s sports guy? I follow you. And so I felt kind of like, a Clark Kent Superman thing, you know, where it's like, uh-oh, you know, my worlds are colliding here.
Well, where do you get all this content, though? I mean, you have some things on there, and of course I'll go, oh, man, yeah, that's right, or I forgot about that, but you're just pulling this stuff out of thin air, it seems like, every 2 hours. What are you doing to keep this thing full?
Oh, man, working my butt off is the truest answer. You know, people ask me, where like you said, you know, where does it come from? And it comes from just really being willing to take a deep, deep dive into the Google image archives and Pinterest and Instagram and, you know, wherever you can go. You know, I'm always looking for content. I'm always glad when some of the followers send me stuff, which a lot of people do now. It makes my job a little easier, but no, it's you know, the things I find, you know, I don't have any special access to material that's not available to everybody else. I just have an uncommon and probably unhealthy willingness to go looking for it.
Are you monetizing this? I know you have some shirts and things like that, but it seems to me you've got an incredible opportunity here to get paid for all your hard work.
Well, you know, I appreciate you teeing me up for that. I would encourage anybody to go to Super70SportsStore.com, where I think we got some of the coolest retro throwback T-shirts that you're going to find anywhere on the internet, if I can toot my own horn a little bit there. You know, we've got a number of things percolating here with Super 70s as it's leveled up and the audience has gotten bigger. There's some projects that I'm working on behind the scenes that I don't want to jinx myself with, but you know, I'm cautiously optimistic that I'll be retiring from education a little earlier than I might have anticipated before Super 70s came along, because I'm having so much fun with this and it's generating so much enthusiasm for people that I'm really looking to do it as a full-time thing going forward.
We're joined by Ricky Cobb, operator of Super 70 Sports on Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter at Super 70 Sports. And Ricky, give me your Mount Rushmore of tweets that you've put out there.
Oh, boy. Well, number one has got to be the Howard Cosell, O.J. Simpson, yeah, Bruce Jenner tweet. That's the one that, you know, kind of put me on the map. It went around the world and back, and you see it memed, you know, still now from time to time. So that one was the one. I tell people that was my biggest number one hit, you know. So it's the one I've got to try to top, and I haven't done that yet, but I get up every day and I try. As far as the other ones that would go on a Mount Rushmore, boy, it's so hard. It's kind of like trying to pick your favorite song. You know, it changes from day to day. If you ask me today, I'd probably give you a different answer than if you ask me next week. But since you asked me today, you know, one I've always liked is a tweet that I posted of a guy named Mark Lee from the San Diego Padres. It was an old Topps baseball card from the 70s, and he's wearing this pair of ridiculous sunglasses, just oversized, almost look like women's frames. And I said, you know, people made fun of Mark Lee's glasses, but a pitcher's never exactly the same after Elton John surgery. And so that was one of my early favorites. And, you know, for the other two spots, I mean, I don't know, take your pick. You know, I tweet about, you know, 25 times a day. So there's thousands and thousands of these. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I'm making people laugh every day. That's the goal.
46,000 points, 46.7 thousand tweets right now. That's That's a lot of tweets, man, and they're all gold. I personally,
what am I doing with my life, Scott?
Well, you're about to retire.
My goodness, I need to get out more.
Well, I personally think we need more Fonzie tweets.
All right, I'll take that under advisement.
And maybe more Knight Rider.
We can do that too. I'll tee you up a little Fonzarelli and Hasselhoff in the coming week here.
All right, you heard it, Trent. He's Ricky Cobb. He's the operator of Super 70 Sports on Twitter. Give it a follow at Super 70 Sports. Visit his gift shop. Ricky, buddy, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Let's stay in touch.
Hey, I had a blast. Love to do it again sometime.
You got it, man. It's Ricky Cobb. Follow him on Twitter at Super 70 Sports. He was joining us on the Saitama Hotline.